Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and I am here with a very special guest.
Oh, hi. I'm Delaney.
Nice to meet you, Delaney.
Oh, it's lovely meeting you, Ben.
This show is a post-rock show, and you don't know what post-rock is.
I really don't.
Is that correct?
That's very correct.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how correct is it?
I'd say like a solid 9.5.
Okay.
Like, I'd like to say that I think I know what it is, but I'm probably going to get it wrong.
Okay, well, buckle up.
Oh, I'm ready. Because
I'm going to knock your socks off.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Buckle your socks.
They're very buckled.
On the way here, I ate a whole broccoli.
Just the broccoli?
Just the broccoli. Like, I don't know
raw?
What it's called. Like, yeah.
Like, is your mouth not dry from that?
No. I mean, it's raining. It's like humid. It's pretty humid out.
The rain moistened the broccoli?
A little bit, but it moistened my mouth.
You just open up your mouth and
yeah, like a whale, just kind of filter it out.
Like, so you're saying you're like a broccoli eating whale?
Yeah, well, broccolis are animals, hey?
What? Okay, I don't know what you're trying to pull here.
My favorite thing is that's not my favorite thing. That's a lie. One of my favorite things is trying to convince people that I think broccoli is an animal. Not specifically trying to convince people that broccoli is an animal, but trying to convince people that I think it's an animal.
Well, that's easy to do.
I know, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, it's always one of those things where, like, maybe, what if it was? What if it's one of those magical things
exactly.
that just occurred? Like, it's a living thing.
Exactly.
It's
actually
gross.
Interestingly enough, and this is real, broccoli doesn't exist naturally. People made it.
Like a hybrid?
No, like people had to breed it, like horticulture. Like, you know how when they did dog breedings, we have all these messed up dogs now.
Oh,
because
like
of that?
Isn't a bulldog like that?
Yeah, all dogs are like that. Oh. Like every single dog that isn't a wolf is that.
Learning so well. I think I knew that, but I didn't know every single dog.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, have you ever seen a wild pug?
No. I said a bulldog. Bulldogs and pugs are quite similar. Anyway, what's your broccoli fact?
So the broccoli fact is they did the same thing with broccoli that they did with dogs. They selected for a specific type of thing. It's actually from the mustard plant. And also cauliflower is as well the same from the same thing.
Where do you just look these things up?
I learned that in a bio classroom. But I also, I was eating broccoli on the way here. If I'm going to walk a place while eating broccoli in public, I feel like I am. It's my responsibility to know.
You're an educator.
To know my broccoli.
An educator of broccolis.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
A broccoli educator.
No.
Thank you for laughing.
I actually genuinely found that funny.
Good.
Temporarily.
Good. I'll take it. I'll take temporarily.
I can't keep my senses.
All right. Enough banter. That was good small talk. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's enough.
I succeeded.
No more talking for the rest of the show. It's just music.
Oh.
No. There's lots of talking. I talk a lot.
I'm an enthusiast of the chatter. So
good.
Oh. Person.
Hopefully you're an enthusiast of the music too.
I'm excited.
We're going to kick things off with a song by the band Power Up First. And the song is called Messenger, and it's pretty mellow. So I have this playlist today. It's going to start off a bit mellow, and then it's going to get not mellow.
Like the conversation.
Like the conversation, and also like post-rock in general.
All right.
Post-rock usually starts off mellow, and then it gets not mellow.
Right, very cool.
So the whole thing is it's post-rock everywhere.
Bring it on.
Okay. With that, we're going to hear Power Up First playing the song Messenger.
Thank you.
hurting myself.
That was Power Up first, playing the song Messenger, and that was probably the first post-rock song you ever heard.
It really was. It actually was.
What are your thoughts on that?
I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. I really did. It reminds me of, like, those serene movie scenes, you know, when they're driving along and there's that nice background music. Reminds me of that.
That's, yeah, I mean, it's kind of mellow. I think you just described a car commercial, but...
No. You know, like, in the movies where they're really thinking about things and they're, you know, like a classic movie scene, a mm-hmm. transitioning scene.
Mm-hmm.
They're going across the plains in the car, okay. And the music's in the back. Come, you can see it with me. See it with me.
I see it.
You know, this is good. The different interpretations, that's important. Yeah. It's important in art.
Yes. I don't know. I don't really have, like... I don't have a very good commentary on the music because it's like, what can I say?
It's an emotional thing.
Like, what can I say about that? What can I say that would add to that? What can I say?
What does it remind you of? What do you think of?
I don't know. I listen to a lot of post-rock, so it all kind of blurs together. That's a very do make say think kind of post-rock, which again, I mean, that's do make say think. They're so cool. I could listen to Do Make Say Think forever, and I do a lot.
Yeah.
They're a band for me where I just, like, turn it on, and I just, like, want to cry. It's just so pretty, and it just, like, really...
And it's just no lyrics, though. It's just commonly just the...
post-rock, most of post-rock is non-lyrical. There's actually so much... So that's so common that there's a YouTube channel of a guy... who does this thing called post-rock music ruined by lyrics.
Oh, okay.
And so he takes, like, Explosions in the Sky, which yep. is the band Clara likes, and sings over it and just shows how much worse it makes it.
Oh.
But that's not always true. I got a song that I'm going to play by the band Spiral with a lady vocalist, and that's lady. Quite nice. A lady.
A lady.
Ladies.
Intriguing. Ladies?
I don't say ladies enough. Like, ladies?
Well, there's a reason for that.
I know.
That will not be well received. There's nothing worse than, like, a guy coming up and be like, hey, ladies.
I actually don't know how to talk to women. This is something I'm learning.
It's an art.
Like,
but
I'm
not
fine.
Really.
No. I'm fine once we're talking. It's just mm-hmm. getting to the talking part that
yeah.
I don't.
The main thing is to just not be, just don't be creepy. And it's much easier than you think it is.
So should I tent my hands or kind of like rub them
just
together?
Just don't bring your hands
how,
up.
No, they need to be like, because I just like, just it's comfortable for me when they're
about,
like below my chin. And
like if you're like leaning again, like if you're, say at a bar, for example, just sort of lean on the bar. You can like have them cross like this, but anytime they're up by your face and that's all.
And
like,
then, no, I want to just kind of.
Oh,
just like,
do this.
Do the rub that, we have to describe it. We have to describe that. I'm just kind of like,
rubbing
like when you put, you know, when you get hand sanitizer on
yep.
your hands and you just
yep.
kind of do the rub thing.
Yeah.
You're right below my chin and I just want to stare at them and not blink. And that's what I'm going to do.
So many girls, because they'll be intrigued. Like, who's this mysterious stranger?
He's an enigma.
He's
an enigma. I wanna.
There's so much he has to say, and
he's
just
so dark and mysterious.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
has a bubble.
Especially
butt.
If you're in a darkened area too. If you like pull her into a corner and do that, yeah.
I don't.
You're in.
Feel comfortable doing
you're
that.
You're in
the addition of the darkest
you're
corner.
In.
No. I don't want to be pepper sprayed.
No. The key is just also pickup lines. No, they just.
I don't. They I just, feel like some pickup lines
maybe
have to
if
work.
They're like, I guess I would do it if it was like so corny that they're doing it to like make fun of the idea of a pickup line.
I just want to throw out weird things.
Huh.
It's kind of just see, because like the thing is like,
yeah.
I'm realizing that like I like myself some puns. I like me some puns. And like
I love
like,
a good pun.
Like a weird sense of humor. And if that doesn't click with someone, then I just know that I'm not going to enjoy it.
Well, there you go.
So that's why it's like it's a place to start. But my personality.
Well, what's
also
give me a pun?
Give you a pun?
Lay one on me.
If
I was just hanging out.
Just in general. Well, it's better if they're situational. So if a girl has blue hair, for example, I'd say your hair totally blew me away, and then they're probably not gonna get it, and I'm just gonna smile.
Oh. Just do that too. That's
I'm getting
good.
Braces
yeah.
too. It's gonna be even
You're getting
worse.
Braces?
I'm getting braces.
When?
Like 2 weeks.
Really? For how long?
Like 3 years. and get my jaw broke too. It's gonna be a mess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't need to, like, I don't, the radio community doesn't need to learn about my medical stuff.
I don't know. I think it's pretty fascinating. Like 21-year-old getting braces.
Awful.
I think it's a nice icebreaker.
I'm just gonna start talking like this as soon as they put them on. Yeah. I'm gonna just be like,
this is so good.
This is how I talk now. There I go.
You have the bite plate. Yeah, wait for that fun.
The bite plate? What do you mean by that?
Like a permanent retainer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I learned about that. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you're probably going to have a permanent retainer. And I'm like, great.
And you'll probably get elastics at one point. So there's just a whole whack of stuff going on.
Great. I want a permanent retainer. I've always wanted it. Whenever someone like takes out their retainer before they eat, I think,
oh my God.
That really turns me on.
That's how you're going to talk to women. There you go. Just like
yeah,
that.
Or I'll just be I don't know, lonely. I'll just get a cat. And just phone it in.
What did you want to name your cat again?
Milo. I'm gonna get a pug named Otis.
Yeah, there you go.
You should watch Milo and Otis. It is a heartwarming story.
Is it an animated film?
No, it's with live animals. Interestingly enough, it's directed by this Japanese dude, and he brought. I don't know why. It's just he just is, and he got sued a bunch for animal cruelty because there's a scene where a cat is limping, like a kitten is limping with a paw.
They didn't actually break the paw.
It never was officially filed, but like he probably broke the paw so the cat would limp. And there's a scene where a cat's flying off a cliff, and I've looked at it again.
That's heartwarming.
You forget that when you watch it. But there's a cat just flying off a cliff, and I'm like, it doesn't look like a dummy to me.
I'm really excited to watch it.
Fantastic movie.
I'm really pumped.
We should probably play another song. Yeah, I feel like it's song o'clock. This song is by the band Picastro. But Picastro.
But, okay.
Like more Cuban than Picasso.
I got you.
It is called Hortur. And similar to the last one, but maybe up a little notch.
All
right. Maybe a half notch.
Yeah. Elevation. I like it.
Bam.
Bam.
Okay, so this is Hortur by Picastro. Thank you. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. I'm your host, Ben Life, playing post-rock with the Spice of Life, here with Delaney, just kicking it.
Yeah.
We just heard Picastro playing the song Horteur, and then we heard Polar Horse playing the song The Viridian Forest, which is a zone in Pokemon.
What?
It's a zone in Pokemon.
You mean, I'm familiar with...
Like, it's like an area.
Oh, okay.
Could you also...
Remember the area of...
Could you turn me up a bit more?
Yeah.
Turn me up. I can't hear it.
Hold on.
That's
all you can go.
Okay. These headphones don't work, so I'm just going to make it happen.
All right.
Right,
solo.
Polar Horse is cool. They're from Vancouver. They're four dudes. And I have met two of them because they also play in a band called Zoo Strategies. Two of the guys that are in Polar Horse play in Zoo Strategies.
It's an animal theme.
And then two of those guys, half of Zoo Strategies is half of Polar Horse, and the other half of Zoo Strategies is half of Yes Bear.
Wow.
And I'm only realizing now that, yeah, it is an animal
theme. It's a very animal theme.
Yeah.
A polar bear, if you put the two together. Well, anyways, polar bears are...
So anyway, they're cool, and we heard some cool stuff there. And it's great to have you on the show because you're an accomplished scat singer. And you recently won an award, actually, from the University of Manitoba as being just the number one scat singer. I was wondering if, like, I would hate to put you on the spot, but I was wondering, like, if you could maybe bless our ears with a bit of your scat singing. It would be like a real pleasure.
Why don't you start it off?
But I'm not, like, I'm...
Oh, but I think you should try. We were just talking about how you should, you know.
The thing is, scat singing, you're just going to blow me out of the water.
It's likely. It's very likely.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, just start it off.
Okay. Skibbity boop bop a doop bop bop. Skibbity bop bidi boop bop bidi boop scop. Skibbity boop bop bidi bop. Biddly boop bop bam bidi bidi doo bidi 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 bidi.
I think you have a natural talent.
Thank you.
And I just, it's, I mean, I could try.
If you would.
I'm so flustered. It's been so long since I performed, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't have to, I guess, but it would be, like,
I mean,
it would be cool if you
you're putting me on the spot. I just...
But you're a scat singer. You used to be.
I do more of a contemporary take on scat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
It means it's moved past its origins.
Okay.
It's for the developed ear.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right. My ear is a developing
country. You're more Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. You'll get there.
Most of my ear is below the poverty line.
Don't say that. A lot of people in Manitoba have that ear. So it just needs to keep moving across. I mean,
interestingly enough about Manitoba, the University of Manitoba, is they're actually moving the University of Manitoba to Victoria.
That doesn't make
because
sense.
They Manitoba's
Manitoba
not that
is
nice.
It's not exactly the most ideal.
They're moving the whole university. They're putting it on like truck beds, and they're just going to take it to Victoria, and it's going to be the University of Manitoba at Victoria.
Are you doing that thing where you tell me facts you want me to believe?
Yeah, none of that's true. It would be funny though.
Yeah. Oh, but like, but the thing is, you can move a house. It's just you know, you're like.
But can you move a Toba?
I can't look at you. You're the worst.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We are going to hear a song next by the band Rumor Cubes. They are very exciting.
These are interesting names.
Yeah, post-rock names are very long. There's one called The Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band. And that's the name of the band. And there's also Godspeed You Black Emperor, which is a pretty big
name. Godspeed You Black Emperor?
Named after the 1980 Japanese motorcycle gang documentary. That's absolutely true.
Okay, I can't trust any facts, but I thought that that would be.
That is, I know that's the cost of me being a weird guy.
That's
but,
right.
That is absolutely a truth.
It's testing my skills.
Yep. So we're gonna hear Rumor Cubes play the song 7 Year Glitch coming up next on CITR.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Search, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Thank you.
We had a doubleheader there of Rumor Cubes playing the song 7 Year Glitch, which had that cool violin.
Yeah.
And then we heard the band Spiral playing the song Mad Hatter's Tea. And we were just discussing that was an example of lyrical post-rock, which is a bit different. It's a bit of a different style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something about the smell of gasoline that I find, and when she sings it, I find it hauntingly beautiful.
Wait, her voice is like the smell of gasoline?
She sings the lyric, the smell of gasoline, and can you smell the gasoline?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's just kind of like it's like this kind of dark and beautiful, and I get this feeling sometimes when I stare off of like cliffs from like a high point, and you look down. And there's like somewhere in your brain that says jump. Do you ever get that?
Yeah.
Isn't that scary?
Yes.
So I guess I guess to me, like the smell of gasoline is like a similar thing. Like it's like a jump.
Oh, okay. I like that. I've definitely had that thought.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, because it's like
Or like, oh, what
yeah.
What would happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's like, what would it feel like?
Yeah.
And then it would not feel good.
No. Probably not, but that's a weird thing that's buried in, and it's so common. Most people that I talk to have that.
And it's one of those things where you don't want to like say it because it's the fear of people like, what, no?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I'm.
No, you got it.
Yeah.
This is good. No, I 100% know that feeling.
Cool.
I feel that.
Cool.
Have you ever jumped off a cliff? Like skydiving or bungee jumping?
No. I think if I'm going to do bungee jumping, it's going to be naked bungee jumping.
Naked?
Yeah.
A lot of things.
A lot of bits. Slapping around.
If you're doing that. Why naked?
Because they offer it, and I think that would be
funny. They offer that?
Yeah,
you can go naked. Naked bungee jumping for charity?
Yeah. No, that's absolutely a real thing.
What
brother did it. I don't know. I think it's like a cancer one. Different places have different things, but most of them have a naked bungee jumping thing.
Well,
do it up in Nanaimo.
Of course.
Yeah.
In Nanaimo. Hey, I'm going to the island, though.
Ooh, when?
This coming weekend.
Cool.
I went to Fino.
Ooh.
I'm going to surf, kind
of. Wow. Okay.
We say that, but.
Okay.
I won't actually be surfing. Probably just be, like, hanging on the board.
Fino is beautiful.
Very excited.
Cool.
Oh, you are.
We're going to hear another song. This song is called Ho Gammon 2. By Emmanuel L.
Okay.
They're two words.
Gotcha. Anyway. I know what you're saying.
This is the song that we're going to hear.
Hey, what's so sad?
Oh, nothing really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
And we are back. We just heard Emmanuel playing the song Hogemon 2. And over to you, Delaney.
Well, Ben. Forecast.
The fake. You have to say that it's like it has to
be. I think it'd be more fun if we just said the forecast.
Well, but it's. You can't give. Just do. Okay, yeah, you do you.
I thought you were going to start it off. I'm learning here. I could do it, but.
Coming at you is the fake traffic report with Delaney.
Sorry. I didn't know it was just me. I'll do it. On Friday, which is tomorrow, reports say that Grouse Mountain is expecting a tornado warning just on the top of Grouse. So plan not to go up there at any point that day. On another news, the leap year, as you know, this is coming. This month is no longer. It's just not happening anymore. We decided against it.
They sprained an ankle while leaping, so it's
exactly. It's a sad truth, but now it's just back to normal. No more leap year. Ben previously reported that Friday has been canceled. That has now changed to Saturday. It's Saturday now. Only a one-day weekend. Sorry, kids.
What does this have to do with the traffic?
I'm doing a weather report. I changed it up.
Oh. Back to fake weather with Delaney. But real traffic. The traffic is real.
You do it now.
It's busy on Broadway because it probably is.
It's actually always busy on Broadway.
Yeah, it's a busy place.
The roads are very thin, small here. Mm-hmm. That's just not even a report. It's just a fact.
If you're on like 10th or 11th or one of those kind of back streets, there are often cars parked on both sides.
Yeah.
So if you're driving down one way and someone's driving down the other way and you're gonna try and get around them and someone's gonna have to pull over, but there's not gonna be anywhere to pull over because
and sometimes people don't even, they just barrel through.
Yeah, not a good system.
No, it's it,
we're not.
I express
for,
great
works
concern.
For barrels, but not for people. Can't mm-hmm. barrel through.
No, I know. I got that. Yeah, no, I got that.
All right.
No, I feel that. Also, just a heads up, people opening doors, especially on the... I have a lot of road rage.
This is a public service announcement regarding door opening.
Yeah, don't do it. Look both ways before you open your door.
Never open any doors.
Just stay in your car.
Check for monsters in your closet.
And
you never know what could be in there.
That's right. That's a good one, too.
Yes. Stay tuned. This is kind of we're winding down the spice of life. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
I'm really sorry for messing up the forecast.
That's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to invite you back.
That's fine. That's fair.
No.
I mean, I really messed
up
the
last
game.
No.
I went for more of a weather route, and I couldn't stop.
Yeah, you're doing great.
I couldn't take it back.
Gold star.
Oh, thanks.
Been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks
I hope you guys
me.
Enjoyed it.
It's been
real. Coming up next is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai. And there is a very special live performance coming up, so definitely stay tuned for that. And without further ado, I will be playing myself out on the song Spiral by Autumn Creatures. Thanks for listening, and I will see you again, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, February the 25th, as we kick off Fun Drive. super exciting note about that. I'm going to be telling fortunes because...
What?
Yeah, so it's Fun Drive. We raise money for the station. A minimum donation of $5, I'll read you your fortune. And they're going to be weird and they're going to be fun.
I'm down.
So if anyone wants that, call in and donate and then I'll read you your fortune. So...
Great.
Yeah, so be there for that. Be here for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And this last song is Spiral by Autumn Creatures. Thanks for listening.